The next two LOS require us to calculate the break-even quantity of sales and determine the company's net income at various sales levels, and to calculate and interpret the operating break-even quantity of sales. The level of sales that a firm must generate to cover all of its fixed and variable costs is called the break-even quantity. The break-even quantity of sales is the quantity of sales for which revenues equal total costs, so that net income is zero. We can calculate the break-even quantity by simply determining how many units must be sold to just cover total fixed costs. For each unit sold, the contribution margin, which is the difference between price and variable cost per unit, is available to help cover fixed costs. We can thus describe the break-even quantity of sales as fixed operating costs plus financing costs divided by price minus variable cost per unit. We can also calculate an operating break-even quantity of sales. In this case, we consider only fixed operating costs and ignore fixed financing costs. The calculation is simply fixed operating costs divided by price minus variable cost per unit. Other things equal, a firm that chooses operating and financial structures that result in greater total fixed costs will have a higher break-even quantity of sales. Leverage of either type magnifies the effects of changes in sales on net income. The further a firm's sales are from its break-even level of sales, the greater the magnifying effects of leverage on net income. These same conclusions apply to operating leverage and the operating break-even quantity of sales. One company may choose a larger scale of operations, resulting in a greater operating break-even quantity of sales and greater leverage, other things equal. Note that the degree of total leverage is calculated for a particular level of sales. The degree of total leverage is different for every level of sales.